On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, Big Mal joins us in the studio.
We ask you about your partner because they're awesome, but...
There's always a but. And Collingwood president, the one and only, Eddie Maguire.
Save time with the Claire, Matt and Kimber Catch-Up. And save 35% on your natural gas charges when you switch to Clean Heat. T's and C's apply.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
The capital of Western Australia, Perth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the man running the land. Big Mal, good morning and welcome.
Well, good morning to you, Clancy. Hello to you, Kimber Kale, and to you, young Matthew. It's always a pleasure and never a chore to be in here. Live in the studio today.
Oh,
I've just flown in.
Yeah. I'm so nervous. I'm starstruck.
It is an honour.
Don't wobble. Don't quiver.
I'm a bit quivery around that special suit, actually.
It's, absolutely.
It's fancy.
Well, it's a blue-grey suit and, of course, the lovely orange tie that I so enjoy. Mm. I'm not a blue tie wearer, apart from in official photos of the Liberal Party. Hot pollies. That's what you should put a list together. Me, Justin Trudeau.
Yeah.
Who else?
Angela Merkel.
Angela is a sexy woman in her own right.
I like her.
Of course.
Now, Big Mal, look.
Accent.
The new English language test for migrants. Is this dog whistle politics?
Well, no, Kimber, I'm disappointed in you that you would ask that. No, not at all. Immediately when people hear English language test, they assume that it's about to discriminate against migrants or new arrivals and those using English as a second language. What we're intending to do is stamp out poor English. People who refuse to speak properly will be deported if you say arcs or specifically. Yes. You're gone. The strip in the middle of the road, it's a median strip, not a medium strip. If you refuse to use the L in vulnerable, if you say performance, done, you're gone. If you have trouble with THs, if you say other instead of other, yes, like Bill Shorten, then out you go.
Well, Captain Paul will be happy because he wants everyone to say kilometre instead of kilometre.
Kilometre? Really?
Yes.
That's right.
Always there, never far away.
That's right.
And that's kilometre.
That's half the
kilometre.
Channel 9 cricket commentary team gone for Australia. Now, sir, you have a plan to get rid of Bill Shorten?
Is that what you're working on? Yes, absolutely. It's genius, isn't it? You know, think about Bill. Little tit Shorten, he'll have to go and live on Manus Island with the other people that can't talk properly.
Yes.
Him and Elmer Fudd, a lot of them. The Human Services Minister, Alan Tudge, he's great. He's come up with this plan. I always say to him, you can't budge the Tudge. I love a rhyming couplet. He doesn't bludge the Tudge. You don't have a grudge or pack fudge with the Tudge, do you?
Nudge,
any
nudge,
others? Nudge. Good on you. Well done to you, Clancy.
Thanks, mate. Big Mal.
No sludge with the Tudge.
Got to say, Optus Sport. I mean, did you intervene with Alan Liu from Optus, and have they failed the Australian public with World Cup streaming?
Well, isn't it a disgrace? But you've probably seen on Twitter. I like Twitter and Insta and Snapchat. I said, I've spoken with Optus CEO Alan Liu, and he assures me he's giving the World Cup streaming problems his personal attention, and he believes it will be fixed. We are responsible, of course, because we cut funding to SBS,
yes,
and they had to flog off the World Cup, and I didn't realise it was so popular, so I've got involved. I'm right behind the Socceroos. I mean, head a penalty into the corner flag. kick a goal face into your netball. Go, Socceroos. I'm right behind them all the way. Yeah.
Yes,
but
yes.
I'm sorting this Optus. They couldn't run a bath, could they? Optus, they're like the Greens. Terrible. They are just shocking. Don't worry, you can slag off a big organisation. They can't sue you for defamation. I know. Optus, yes. I don't think so. Maybe. Got them on the way through. Now, before I go, I just want to say the Mix 94.5. Where am I rocking today, Tom? Your producer. Westminster?
Yes.
Westminster Abbey. There's a Westminster here in Perth.
Yes.
Yeah. Westminster, really?
Well, it used to be known as Belgo. This part of Belgo has become Westminster.
Well, it's been gentrified.
Mm. Well, that's nice, isn't it? Mm. Have they got an abbey there?
They don't. No? Well, there might be a couple of residents called Abbey, but that's about it.
How far from the city centre?
About 11 kilometres. Yeah.
Well, I've never been there and I never will. So, too far for me, unless it's on the way to the airport. Hey, okay, bye now.
Big Mal, have a wonderful day running
good
land.
On you.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Guys, my friend's partner, he's awesome. But he forgets everything. He loses all of his stuff, loses his keys. We're talking about partners who are awesome, but somehow they've got something wrong. Right?
Okay.
And Alyssa's in the studio. Alyssa, your partner's awesome, but...
But he claps in movies.
At the end? Not just at the end?
No, in funny bits. So we went and saw Amy Schumer, I Feel Pretty, and there's like a one-liner. I'm okay with the enthusiastic, well, it's a little bit loud, but his laugh's big anyway, but it's just a big clap as well. And it's, I find myself grabbing his hands. It's embarrassing.
He thinks he's at a stand-up show.
Yes. Gorgeous.
Okay. We want to know what's awesome about your partner, but...
We certainly do. Shannon's in Hammond Park. Shannon, your partner is awesome, but...
But he breaks his iPhone screen at least once a month, and it is absolutely ridiculous.
So it continually gets it repaired, Shannon?
Oh, continuously. It's like, and it's always at the most inconvenient times, like right before we went to Bali. Oh. I'm driving around Perth trying to find somewhere that will fix it on the spot and paying $180 to get it fixed, and you can't spend $20 on a bloody case.
Shannon, you know what you do? Because my boyfriend broke his and it annoyed me when it happened twice, so I bought him a case.
Yeah, I did that. And then he takes it off to put it on his dock and doesn't put it back on, and I just get over it. I'm not going to buy him anymore.
More screen breakage.
Good on you, Shannon. That's awesome.
No, good. Let's go to Allenbrook. Christy, firstly, good morning, and your partner is awesome, but...
He never completes anything he started.
He never completes anything he starts.
Procrastinator?
Yes.
What kind of things have you got, Christy? What's he been doing?
We built our house 9 years ago, and only part of the house is painted here and there, or it's patched up, or it's sealed, or...
Yes, I can relate to this.
Yeah.
What's his excuse, Christy? Has he got a bunch of excuses, or just one?
No, really, nothing. As long as he's got doing something for himself, he's okay.
that old chestnut.
Thanks, Christy.
We'll go to Beachborough. Kylie, your partner is awesome, but...
He loves rugby and rugby league to the exception of everything else.
Oh, really?
Ooh, a bit selfish.
So much so that when I was in hospital planning with the surgeon for an emergency cesarean section delivery of our baby, he made the doctor stop talking so he could watch the All Blacks do the haka.
Oh, no!
Seriously. The doctor ended up staying with us and watching the first half of the game.
He's bringing people together, Kylie.
So is he an All Blacks fan or a Wallabies fan? Or a bit of both?
All Blacks all the way. He's a Kiwi through and through, and I love him.
Oh, and you can't say he doesn't try.
No.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, bang. Hey. I'm out. Drop the mic.
We'll throw the mic at you for that one.
Good on you, Kylie. Thank you.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
First in line with Power and West in Victoria, along with the Premier Daniel Andrews. His name is Eddie McGuire.
G'day, guys.
Hey,
mate.
Buddy.
Be with you.
Welcome.
What's happening?
Oh, look, lots of things. I mean, it's been quite a big morning and difficult, too, to be in Melbourne, and a difficult week for everybody in Melbourne and across Australia with the death of Eurydice, and you guys have been talking about that a bit on your show this morning.
And yeah, we had the Premier of Victoria on, and last night, of course, down at Princes Park, and for, you know, football fans, particularly over in Perth, remember, you know, Carlton used to play down there at Princes Park, so it's such an epicentre for Melbourne. It's right opposite Melbourne University, you know, it's an area of culture, there are housing commission flats nearby, so it's got a real melting pot there, but traditionally it's been a young person's place. And to have Eurydice murdered in such a situation by another young person who was facing the murder charges, a 19-year-old, it's heartbreaking. And but one of the things we do have to take from this is, you know, it's one thing having the memorial service last night, and we've had a few of them in recent times, and we do all around the country, but we have to start looking a little bit deeper into what is going on, and that is, how do we want to treat women in our society? How do we want to take the next step forward? Now, for me, you know, it's all very well saying we're the sporting capital of the world, or, you know, Perth has got such a wonderful surfing culture and one of the great places on earth to go to, Perth. I love Perth. But if we want to be serious, I reckon, in Australia, we should go the old Titanic line, and that is women and children first. If we set up our country to look after children and women first, put the men in the background a little bit, and before people arc up and go, oh, what about us? We get a pretty good run, the blokes. And we just go back to protecting people and having the respect that's there, not in a condescending way, but in a post-feminist society, if you like. But if you have a situation where you say, right, I want all women to be treated the way, one, I'd be treated, two, the way I want my mother, my sister, my wife to be treated, my daughter, then I think we'll be in a far better shape. And just, you know, get away from this. internal angst that a lot of men seem to have these days. You know, you don't have to go out every time and show that you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof. You don't have to show that you're macho all the time. In fact, the strongest people are the kindest people. You know, so that's, I think there's some real lessons for us to take. And if we can change our behaviour, it'll be a better place.
And Eddie, of course, you're involved with young men who you know, are making their way in the world. And no doubt your football club and many in the AFL, you know, have programs to educate and whatnot. But we kind of do need to start at preschool, don't we?
Oh, we do. But look, it starts in the house.
Yeah.
Everything else does. And look, one of the things that's hard is the mixed messages we send out. You know, we send out to play football. You've got to be tough. You've got to have your head over the ball. Can't take a backward step. You know, you can't show any weakness, that type of stuff, where sometimes not being weak, but showing a vulnerability is not a bad thing.
Yep.
Empathy is the greatest thing, and respect. If you get empathy and respect right in your community, you're halfway home. Now, we have various different cultures coming in these days. We have to bring people along with us. But if we actually have that train of thought, that's what we need to do. But if you go back to my original point, and that is we say, right, we're not going to cop women or children being badly treated, that's not a bad template to start with.
Yeah.
If that's your base position, you're going to go you know, quickly into the right position as fast as we possibly can.
Yeah, so, the line of discussion that got me this week the most was women having to change their behaviour because of men and because of the fear they have. So walking through a park in Perth or in Melbourne at night and wolverining your keys through your fingers because you're scared.
Yeah.
And I've been in Singapore at 11 o'clock at night watching 5 foot women walk home from work by themselves completely safely.
Yeah.
There's something we're not doing right, isn't it?
It's a combination of both. I mean, it's the odd thing. You've got to be careful not to put your head in the lion's mouth and pull its tail and expect something to happen. But at the same time, in a country like Australia, where there's not a whole lot of reasons to be, you know, fighting with each other. I mean, we've got great economy. We've got a great lifestyle. The weather's fantastic, all that type of thing. So what do we have to go through and work out what the problems are. Are there mental health issues? How do we look after people who can't look after themselves? How do we make sure that people are safe? Do we need to change the focus sometimes from you know, being too much of a bleeding heart into let's look after the innocent people first and then look after the second? So there's a lot of debate there. There's no easy answer. If I had that, I'd, you know, we'd all be genius.
Oh, we'd click the fingers, wouldn't we?
Yeah. We would, but I think if we actually start to think about it a little bit deeper. But the point is right. We need to teach people the roles. You've got to put the roadmap out for people to understand what needs to happen in life. And I think football and sport in general is a fantastic area of doing so. I think one of the greatest things that has happened in our sporting world has been the introduction of women's cricket and women's football in the last couple of years, mainly because it's taught men to realise that these girls aren't little dainty flowers there to be looked at or patronised, but these women are professional, they are strong, that they are tough, they are courageous. And anyone who's had any time with any women will know that how strong and courageous all our mothers have been over the journey of life. And I know in my family, it was my mother who dragged my dad out of Glasgow and said, come on, we're going to Australia to get out of this place. And, my dad was a great, strong, hard man from World War II, all that sort of stuff. But the backbone of our family was always my mum behind the scenes. So when you grow up with those sort of role models around you and you see the respect that your father has for your mother, et cetera, then it becomes a natural type of thing. And that's what we need to get to. And I think that sport is the way, by and large, in the communities to show that women now are as adept at sport as men, and we know that. They've been carrying our Olympic hopes for years. But now in football in particular, you know, that sort of last bastion, if you like, of male supremacy, that this is a man's game and don't play like a girl and what are you, a bunch of netballers. Well, you know, I know at Collingwood, because we've got a bunch of netballers, we've got a netball team, and our guys come out and watch them train and realise these are professional sportswomen and sports people at the peak of their powers.
Yeah.
And all that dissipates straight away. So in one fell swoop, we've had sexual diversity come to our club. We've had gender diversity come to our club. We've had all sorts of different people. We've had the women's footballers who, by and large, were amateurs until 18 months ago, compared to the women netballers who are superstar athletes and everyone in between. And as a result of that, it's made us a far more complete club. And the same is to be said for the West Coast Eagles and the Fremantle Dockers. I'm talking about Collingwood because it's my backyard.
Yep.
But they're the sorts of things we need to get going, that, you know, we are all in it together.
Well, if I can ask you too, while we've got you here, the Eagles, I mean, we're obviously impressing you with our style. How soon till we get the grand final in, at the Optus Stadium?
Might be Eagles and Pies.
We won't be getting the grand final there for another 40-odd years. We did that deal recently, so that one's right. Yeah. I went to the Premier of Victoria and said, if you don't get this sorted out, it's going to end up in Perth.
So Eddie, it could be an Eagles Pies grand final this year.
I'm not quite perturbed who the opposition will be, but if you think that there could be a Collingwood grand final, but it could well be. And, you know, well, who knows? I mean, everyone's playing good football. Having said that, it is June, and we're a long way from home. You've got to get to, you know, 12, probably 13 wins this year before you're even in the eight. So we're a long way off yet. We've got five to go. We've got eight in the bank at the moment. But got Carlton this week, are always dangerous against Collingwood if ever they're going to, you know, find something that'll be against us. So we've got a couple of big games coming up. In fact, the next four are Carlton, Essendon, Gold Coast up on the Gold Coast, and then West Coast Eagles at the MCG.
Yeah, Blues will come out hard. They didn't start until halftime last week. So
I hope they do that again.
Eddie McGuire, always a pleasure, mate.
Good on you, guys. Yeah. Great to be with you, and hello to everyone in Perth.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
You know, yesterday I discovered that hairspray makes an ideal substitute for our fly spray.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it doesn't kill them, but it's easier to swat them when they're checking themselves out in the mirror.
Oh, dear.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
Switch to Clean Heat for homegrown service. It's easy. Clean Heat. Switch, save, smile.